بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فانطلقنا فأتينا على روضة معتمة فيها من كل نور الربيع. Still in this chapter of the evils and harms, and that it is haram to speak lies, to indulge in falsehood. And we're reading this somewhat lengthy hadith of the Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Allah Ta'ala showed him various scenes of Jahannam that we had completed. Now some scenes of Jannat Allah Ta'ala had shown to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, then with my two guides, who were my guides on this tour, on this Mi'raj, فَانْطَلَقْنَا, we carried on further. فَأَتَيْنَا عَلَى رَوْضَةٍ مُعْتَمَّةٍ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ نُورِ الرَّبِيعِ. We came to an extremely beautiful garden in which there were all the beautiful flowers of spring. The season of spring, which is just coming in now, that is such a beautiful season when everything is so wonderful. So we entered this beautiful garden and all these beautiful flowers were there. وَإِذَا بَيْنَ ظَهْرِ رَوْضَةِ رَجُلٌ طَوِيلٌ لَا أَكَادُ أَرَى رَأْسُهُ طُولًا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Then towards the back of this garden, there was a very tall person, and I could not see his head because he was so tall that his head was going up towards the sky. Very tall person. وَإِذَا حَوْلَ الرَّجُلِ مِنْ أَكْثَرِ وِلْدَانٍ مَا رَأَيْتُهُمْ قَطْرٍ. And then I saw so many children around this person, and I never ever saw so many children in one place. قُلْتُ مَا هَذَا وَمَا هَؤُلَاءِ. I asked my guides that what is this and who are all these people. قَالَ لِي انطلق انطلق. They told me, carry on, continue, let us carry on with our journey. فَانْطَلَقْنَا فَأَتَيْنَا إِلَىٰ دَوْحَةٍ عَظِيمَةٍ لَمْ أَرَىٰ دَوْحَةً قَطُّ أَعْظَمُ مِنْهَا وَلَا أَحْسَنُ. He says, then we went on and we came to a tree, a very huge tree, and I had never seen a tree so huge, so big, and so beautiful, a very, very beautiful tree. قَالَ لِي إِرْقَ فِيهَا. They told me, climb up in this tree. فَارْتَقَيْنَا فِيهَا إِلَىٰ مَدِينَةٍ مَبْنِيَّةٍ بِلَبَنٍ ذَهَبٍ وَلَبَنٍ فِضَّةٍ. Then we climbed up in this tree and we came to a beautiful city there. And the city was built with one brick of gold, one brick of silver. An extremely beautiful city and built with gold and silver. فَأَتَيْنَا بَابَ الْمَدِينَةِ فَاسْتَفْتَحْنَا فَفُتِحَ لَنَا فَدَخَلْنَاهَا. Then we came to the door of the city, the entrance of the city, and we seeked permission to enter, and we were given permission, and we entered this beautiful city. فَتَلَقَّانَا رِجَالٌ شَطْرٌ مِنْ خَلْقِهِمْ كَأَحْسَنِ مَا أَنْتَ رَائِنْ وَشَطْرٌ مِنْهُمْ كَأَقْبَحِ مَا أَنْتَ رَائِنْ. Then we came there and we met many people. Half of them, they were so beautiful that we had never seen such beautiful before. And the other half of them were ugly people, and we had never seen such ugly people before. قَالَ لَهُمْ اِذْهَبُوا فَقَعُوا فِي ذَلِكَ النَّهَرِ. My two guides who were with me, the Farishtas, angels, they told those people who were so ugly and very, very different they were looking. They told them, go to a certain river and dive into that river. وَإِذَا هُوَ نَحْرٌ مُعْتَرِضٌ يَجْرِي كَأَنَّ مَاهُ الْمَحْضُ فِي الْبَيَارِ. And that river in which they told them to go in and dive in, it was a very broad river. And it was just white, 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 white water, very beautiful, wonderful water. فَذَهَبُوا فَوَقَعُوا فِيهِ. They went and they dived into that river. ثُمَّ رَجَعُوا إِلَيْنَا قَدْ ذَهَبَ ذَلِكَ سُوءَنْهُمْ. And then they returned to us, and that ugliness that was in them had been removed. Now they were made very beautiful also, like the other people. فَصَارُوا فِي أَحْسَنِ سُورَةٍ. And they were extremely beautiful. قال لي, then this angel told me, هذه جنة عدن, this is جنة عدن, جنة الفردوس, the highest stages, the highest place of جنت, وهذاك منزلك فسما بصري سعودا, and this is your place, your palace where you will be living, and then my eyes went up to see towards the top, فإذا قصر مثل الربابة البيضاء, then I saw a beautiful palace that was like a white cloud, an extremely beautiful palace. قال لي هذاك منزلك, then it was told to me, this is your palace and this is where you will come and abide. قلت لهم بارك الله فيكما فذراني فأدخله, I told them, may Allah give you barakat, and please permit me and let me enter this palace of mine. قال أما الآن فلا وأنت داخله, they said, however, we are sorry, at this moment you are not permitted to enter it, but you will be entering it, this is your place, and finally you will come to your place, but it's not yet the time for it. قلت لهم, I said to them, فإني رأيت منذ الليلة عجبا, this night I had seen very strange and very fascinating scenes, what are they all, فما هذا الذي رأيت, explain to me all this. قال لي أما إنا سنخبرك, they say, hey, don't worry, have patience, we will explain to you this whole journey and everything we will explain, and they started, أما الرجل الأول الذي أتيت عليه يثله رأسه بالحجر, then they said, the first person that you saw, and there was a man standing with rocks by him, and he was smashing his head into pieces all the time. What was the cause of this? فَإِنَّهُ الرَّجُلْ يَأْخُذُ الْقُرْآنَ فَيَرْفُضُهُ وَيَنَامُ عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ الْمَكْتُوبَةِ, this was a person who had taken the Qur'an, that is, he became hafiz of the Qur'an, but then he forgot his whole Qur'an, no connection with the Qur'an, so much so that he shouldn't make his faras namazes also. In other words, he went far from deen also. This is his punishment, that we gave him such a great ni'mat, and he destroyed that ni'mat, he did not look after it. وأما الرجل الذي أتيت عليه يشرشر شدقه إلى قفاه ومنخره إلى قفاه وعينه إلى قفاه, and the other person you saw, that his cheeks were torn from his lips up to the nape at the back, and from his nostrils it was torn to the back, and from his eyes this whole place was continuously being ripped apart until the back. What was the cause of this here? فإنه رجل يخدو من بيته فيكذب الكذبة تبلغ الآفاق, it was a person who should leave his home in the morning and he should start speaking lies. His habit was just to lie all the time, and his lies reached the four corners of the world. The people carried tales and carried his words. How many people who are comedians, who are other things, they make the people laugh and they use lies in that. Many of us in our parties, we have a bribe in a da'wat, and we just lie to amuse the people, and people carry this, the punishment of it is so terrible in the akhirat, and we think nothing of lying, and we don't think of it as a guna, we don't even make tawbah from it, so this is a terrible guna. وأما الرجال والنساء العرات الذين هم في مثل بناء التنور فإنهم زنات والزواني, and those men and women that you had seen that were in that place like a oven, and the flames were picking them up and bringing them to the top, and they dropped down to the bottom, they were all the people who committed adultery. The man and woman who committed adultery, this is the punishment that they will get there in the akhirah. وأما الرجل الذي أتيت عليه يسبح في النهر ويلقم الحجارة فإنه آكل الربا, and that person you saw who was swimming in that red river, and he came to the brink of the river, to the bank, and there was a person standing with rocks and throwing the rocks on him, and they went into his mouth, he swallowed it, and he went back into the river, and this punishment carried on all the time. This was that person who ate interest money, who used interest money, this was his punishment. واما الرجل الكريه المرآة الذي عند النار يحشها ويسعى حولها فإنه مالك خازن جهنم. And that person you saw was very ugly, and he was sitting by a bonfire, and he was going around the fire. That was Malik, who is the caretaker of Jahannam. And that was the fire of Jahannam which he was attending to and preparing for the people of Jahannam. وَأَمَّا الرَّجُلُ الطَّوِيلُ الَّذِي فِي رَوْضَةٍ فَإِنَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. And the tall person that you had seen in that beautiful garden, that was Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. وَأَمَّا الْوِلْدَانُ الَّذِينَ حَوْلَهُ فَكُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ مَاتَ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. And those children you saw were all those children who had died before they became baligh. Small children who died, they were the children sitting by Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام in Jannat. في رواية برقاني ولد على الفطرة. And in another narration it has come that they were those people who were born on the natural clear path of Islam. فقال بعض المسلمين, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated this hadith, some sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, wa uladu al-mushrikeen, and what about the children of the non-believers, the polytheists, those who associate partners, and they died before they became baligh. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأولاد المشركين. They are also part there. They also, because they did not become baligh, they were not taken to task for their sin. وأما القوم الذين كانوا شطر منهم حسن وشطر منهم قبيح فإنهم قوم خلتوا عملا صالحا وآخر سيئا تجاوزه الله عنهم. And those people you saw, half of them were extremely beautiful. The other half were ugly. They went into that river, they came out beautiful. Those who were beautiful were those who did righteous deeds. And they did not disobey Allah. They made tawbah of all their sins. And the others who died with good deeds and with gunas also. And therefore they were so ugly. But then Allah Ta'ala let them go into that river, and they were purified. And now they were also beautiful. So there are great lessons for us to learn from this hadith, and our amal, good and bad, the reflection of it will come in the akhirat, the reality of it. So we Allah gave us the short life to prepare and to be ready for that life, otherwise the consequences are very grave, as we see the punishments. We also all know about our brother Abdul Rahman, who has passed away.